This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Plastic is back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about economic indicators, things like jobless claims and housing starts. This year, there's one indicator you've probably been seeing in your mailbox and on your TV.
Slate customers pay down their balances twice as fast with Blueprint.
How can the Plum Card's trade terms get your business booming?
Switch to Discover, ranked number one in customer loyalty. It pays to discover.
No question about it, plastic is back. And a new study shows Americans got a lot more credit card offers this year than last year. Marketplace's Eve Tro is here with us live in our LA studio to talk cards. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
Eve, tell us, who are the credit card companies courting?
Well, a company called Cinnovate measures this every year, and it says Americans got 2.25 billion credit card offers in 2010. That's 62% more than last year.
Wow.
A lot. A lot more people than are even in the United States, by the way. A lot of these envelopes are going to people with credit scores under 700, so people with good credit but not great credit. And those people were getting no offers at all in the past 2 years. In fact, they had their limits slashed and their interest rates hiked on their existing cards. And now companies are taking a chance on them again. They're sending them exponentially more offers, but even $2.25 billion is nowhere near the peak of 6 billion credit card offers in 2005.
Wow. Well, some people are saying that more credit card offers is a sign of economic recovery and credit kind of getting more accessible in this country. But is it good for consumers to accept these offers?
It's important to say that what credit card companies are offering is different than what they offered before the financial crisis. Almost all the new credit cards have a variable interest rate, not a fixed one. So that means the APR can go up and up and up and up anytime. And we're starting with double-digit interest rates here. Many new cards also have annual fees. So, you know, sure, credit card companies look like they're easing up, they're giving higher risk people a shot, but they're charging them a lot more for the privilege of new credit.
Our own Eve Tro. Thanks, Eve, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Another economic indicator we talk a lot about, oil prices. Those are up to $90 a barrel, and that's pushed gas up to $3 a gallon or more in most places. Could that hurt the economic recovery in the new year? John Dimsdale has more from Washington.
As the global economy kicks back in gear, demand for oil is on the rise, and so is the price. Economist Zach Pandel at Nomura Securities says there are good reasons and bad reasons for oil price increases, and this one is good.
Economists worry mostly about sudden supply-related price shocks rather than gradual demand-related increases in oil prices. The kind of increase that we're seeing today, although it's uncomfortable, it probably doesn't have a very large impact for the economy as a whole.
Pandel says if oil prices were to spike, consumers might rein in their spending and reverse the recovery. Carl Larry with the Oil Outlooks and Opinions newsletter says gas at $3.50 to $4 a gallon won't spook drivers.
But I think once we get past there, then we start to have to worry.
He says the economy will keep growing as long as oil prices increase no faster than about 10% a year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Trading is light today because of the holiday, and markets are mixed. Asia is down for the most part. The Shanghai Composite Index fell 0.8%. In Europe, Germany's DAX is up just a hair. Yesterday, U.S. markets gained some ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.25% to 11,559. And ratings agencies are getting their Grinch on this holiday season. Fitch just downgraded Hungary's debt to just above junk status. And Moody's just knocked Irish debt down and threatened to do the same to Portugal last week. A lower debt rating makes it harder and more expensive for countries to borrow money.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
Not so many Christmases ago, Nintendo's Wii was the hot gift. Simplicity was one of its big selling points. You could play tennis or golf just by moving the controller. So everyone from toddlers to seniors got on the Wii wagon. It was the game system for non-gamers. But Wii sales are way off this season. And as Sally Herships reports, the Wii's attempts to get gamier may be part of the reason.
Elizabeth Bewley's husband hibernates in winter. Bewley is 57 and lives in Arizona. She just wrote a book about healthcare. But she says rational arguments about the benefits of exercise don't work on her husband.
I was hoping to find something that would make exercise seem less like Brussels sprouts and more like ice cream.
So she bought a Wii, and Wii Fit. It's an exercise game. She and her husband started playing every night for at least an hour. After 6 months, they got tired of the workout, so Bewley figured she'd just get a new disc for Christmas.
But we were really disappointed because all the ones that I saw are really like video games.
Did you hear what Bewley said? The new Wii games are too gamey. Stephen Totilo is deputy editor of Kotaku, a video game blog. He says the Wii has been really popular with people who are not typical gamers, like the Bewleys. It just seems so unintimidating and easy to use. Nintendo has sold over 34 million Wiis. It's one of the best-selling video game systems of all time. But Wii sales are down 25% from last year.
The Wii's problem is that the Wii did something really cool in 2006.
But now Totilo says other companies are doing really cool things in 2010. Sony's new Move game system has a controller it says is better than the Wii's. Then there's Microsoft's new Kinect. Your body is the controller. Another problem is because of the Wii's great success. Totilo says the market may be tapped out.
I don't know how many more grandmas and grandpas need a Wii, who don't already have a Wii, who haven't already given it back to their sons or daughters or whoever got it to them.
But Totilo says this is just part of the natural life cycle of video game systems. They can only live at the peak of their popularity about 5 years. And he says Nintendo knows this. They're already focused on the future. 3D gaming without glasses. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, braving the stores for some last-minute deals. There's an app for that. It's called the Parker, and it was just unveiled here in Los Angeles. It helps drivers locate open parking spots on the street. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
There's an engineering firm up in Seattle that's building a machine to give a little girl with cerebral palsy a very special Christmas present.
She will be able to spontaneously produce her own speech, what she wants to say.
I'm Kai Rizdal, high-tech contraptions that change lives, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.